Blog Talk Radio.
All right, so here we are. Better late than never. Let's go. Talking about tonight is love over conversation when you can't have both. Love over conversation when you can't have both. Have you ever been in a relationship? Have you ever been in a partnership? Have you ever been in love where you could not talk to your partner? Now, you know, this sounds like a no-brainer to a lot of people who insist on being able to talk to the person that they are in love with, especially if that's the big requirement of them being able to fall in love in the first place. But evidently, not everybody has the same requirements to be able to link up, stay together, and ride it out as everyone else has. You know, and not everyone looks at this as a deal breaker or even a problem. You know, when they say that some people are men or women of few words, sometimes this is exactly what they're talking about. So I guess when they say that action speaks louder than words, maybe there are other words or other ways of being able to communicate than actually sitting down and have a conversation or having a telephone conversation with somebody. And the length of time and the depth of the conversation may vary from person to person. So where somebody might really need to be able to get to know someone, for some people, for others, it might not be that way. You know, I was on social media yesterday and I saw a meme and it was talking about how there are plenty of people who are having sex with each other, but that's all they have. Like they don't really get to know, they don't let anybody get to know their heart. They don't let anybody get to know where they're coming from. They don't really let anybody know what's going on inside of them. And I read that thing and I'm thinking like, how? So you mean to tell me you've been having sex with somebody for years and it's really just been a sexual relationship? But I honestly, even as a man, I find that hard to believe. And I find that hard to believe because I'm a man. And I know what it takes for a man to be able to get it up for a woman time after time after time after time. And it ain't just the physical part of it. It ain't. As a matter of fact, when the mental and emotional part goes away for a man, his dick is the first thing that's going to start to fail. I mean, that's just a little tidbit and a bit of information that might be useful to a lot of women out there, because a lot of women think that men are totally superficial and totally physical when it comes to their attractions, and they're not. That may be the thing that might attract most men, but it ain't going to be the thing that keeps them. What you get to have something is not always what you have to do in order to keep it. And you know, we've done shows on that before. You might be able to look something up like that by title. But think about going fishing. Think about what happens when you go fishing. Think about what happens when you actually catch a fish. In order to catch a fish, you have to have a rod, not necessarily a reel, but you have to have some type of stick to be able to have a line on that you can attach bait to so you can attract the fish. The fish is going to bite onto the hook or whatever you use in order to attract the fish. Now you have to reel the fish in. In other words, you have to pull the fish up out of the water in order to get it into your possession. That's how you catch a fish. In order to eat a fish or store a fish, you have to do something totally different that has nothing to do with the way that you caught it. Now, rock with me for a second here, because there's a reason that I'm saying this. So you employ a certain method in order to be able to catch a fish, but in order to store a fish, you have to have refrigeration. You have to have packaging. You have to know exactly how long you can store the fish in a way that the fish will still taste good. You know what I mean? And in order to cook the fish, you may have a whole set of ways that you are going to prepare the fish in order to eat it and, or serve it to others. So what you do to get something is not necessarily what you're going to do in order to keep something. And that's the same way that I feel, that's the same concept that, that applies when you talk about the way men, and I'm only speaking from a man's point of view, because a lot of times it's the men who say that they don't require conversation in order to be with a woman. And I think some of them aren't being exactly forthcoming. And I think some of them are trying to compensate for what they don't think that they can have. A lot of men don't really think that they can relate to their women. And so they have kind of taken it off of their list of requirements that they have in order to be with their women. In other words, a lot of men think that women don't understand men and men don't understand women, and that's okay, and it's okay to be that way. And it doesn't have to be that way. And it's not that way for a lot of people. And maybe a lot of men think that talking to their woman means nagging. Maybe they think that it means being interrogated. Maybe they think that it means that there are problems in a relationship. Maybe that's what talking to their woman means. For the men who have enjoyed being able to talk to their woman, they know that being able to talk to your woman means that you can tell her what the world means to you and what you think of yourself and what you think of other things and the things that are important to you. And you can tell her the things that have happened to you and be comfortable that it's not going to go any further than the conversation that the two of you are having. It means actually being able to find happiness, trust. It means being able to know that somebody out there feels you and knows what is important to you besides yourself. Love, you know, a understanding, a camaraderie. Just like a lot of people don't require that their lover be their friend. They think that there's a big difference between someone being your lover and someone being your friend. And I think that there is no love without friendship. For me, there is no love without friendship, even if I'm talking about my parents. If I'm talking about my brothers and my sisters and my cousins, you know I'm talking about friendship. Why? Because those are my peers. Those are the ones that I hang out with. Those are the people in my bloodline, in my generation. But the same thing applies for my parents. My parents have always been my friends. Always. Why? Because not only was I obligated to tell them certain things, but I also wanted to tell them certain things because they have helped me get out of trouble. Sure, they have punished me when I got into trouble, which sometimes meant that they got me into trouble. But no, I got into the trouble before they topped it off. But after I saw that I could talk to them, then I realized, like, yeah, there's trust there. They're going to actually steer me in the right direction. I might get chastised. I might get talked to. I might get lectured. I might get shown the right way. But you know what else is going to happen? I'm going to be okay after I put them on because they're going to show me how to write this shit. Cal Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita. Stacey White, what's going on? Good to see me. Some of you. Kim's Whims is in the house? Wow. Kimmy, what's going on? That's right. Indianapolis all up in the house. Yo, me and Kim used to do shows going all the way back to the 2009. You know what I mean? Kim's, what's going on? She says, someone is lying, is all I'm going to say. Sex after years and no feelings? Yeah, okay. Hey, I swear to God, people be saying that that's how it is. But I think they're saying more so that they can't talk to them. Like, that's not on the menu. It's not available. It's not in the list of options. And I'm trying to imagine something like that. I'm trying to imagine being able to enter into a woman's body, but not being able to talk to her about about anything before then or after then, other than the superficial shit, like how you been, you good, everything all right, you cool, how's work, the surface stuff. I can't imagine having sex with a woman for years and not being able to tell her what I'm afraid of, or tell her what my ambitions are, or tell her how come I don't always make moves, or tell her where my hesitation comes from, or tell her what my concerns are, or tell her what I think about her, or tell her what I think about us, or tell her what I think about having children, about the sun, the moon, the stars, about the earth, the sea, the forest, about the bugs, the plants, the animals, about the boys, the girls, the people who are not sure if they're boys or girls, or if they like boys or girls. I can't imagine that. But evidently, I've talked to some men, and I've asked some men, like, is being able to talk to your woman a requirement? I've asked the question of how many times a day do you require to be able to talk to your woman? And some men have said none. Like, we ain't got to talk every day, and we don't have to talk. Period. And I'm like, really? And some women were saying the same thing. They weren't saying that they didn't require it, but they were saying that they don't always get it. They don't always get what they require. So I was like, damn. I said, damn, mama, damn. I thought it sounded a little odd, but evidently this is what's going on out here. And, when you've come from a place of lower concentration to an area of higher concentration, in other words, when you have evolved in your own life and in the lives of those who you deal with, when things change for you in the world, in the world inside and outside, it's easy to think that other people have gotten where you have gotten, where you have come to. It's easy to think that other people have already gotten to the place where you have traveled to. But if you notice, the places you have traveled to ain't full. There are plenty of parking spots. Plenty. There are plenty of vacancies. There's room. So whereas you may have made the decision when you were real young, maybe in your teens, maybe in your 20s, maybe even as late as your 30s, you may have already found your niche in relationships as far as knowing what you need. And other people may still be like, well, I do need this, but I stopped needing it because I realized that it ain't there. So rather than to keep complaining about something that I'm not going to get, I stopped wanting it. Ta-da! I said, ta-da! Manifest reality. What's going on? Good to see me some you. All right. Kim says, if we don't start out talking and laughing, we are going nowhere immediately. Must be a Leo thing. TK Wright says, if you can't share with your partner, what's the point? I guess it depends on what some people share. Because evidently there's something else out there, because a lot of people ain't doing what we're talking about. So there must be something else. I need some people to come on the show that don't require talking. And I just need to know what else there is. Money, for some people, as long as the money is right. Well, I'm in this for the bag. You know what I mean? Keep my bills paid. We ain't got to talk. In fact, you can go talk to your ex. You can go talk to your side joint, whatever. Make sure my kids is eating. Make sure they got Jordans on their feet. Make sure they got Polo on their back. Make sure they got a True Religion on their leg, on their ass. I don't know, whatever. whatever is out now. I don't know the new jeans or whatever that people are wearing. But by the way, yeah, what are the do people still pay a lot of money for jeans? Like, is that played out? You know, have these young cats, have they gone total bum where they stopped spending $500, $600, $1,000 on a pair of jeans? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, there must be. So with some people, as long as somebody is coming through with that money and they keeping everything tight and they can go shopping, they say, oh, we ain't got to talk that much. Money talks. And some people try to stand on that. Like, yeah, well, all that conversation, all that love and all that lovey-dovey stuff, that's all good. But if you ain't paying my bills, then we ain't got nothing anyway. So I'll take the money over conversation. So maybe money is one of those things that people require. Maybe. I can't really say, but I know that there's something. There must be something out there. Kim Swim says, if I'm talking, you've managed. If I'm not talking, you've managed to piss me off. And that does not mean we just stop. And she also says, we talked before, we better talk after. Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, Kim's 100. If I'm not talking, we are breaking up. 3, 2, 1. But yeah, that's real shit. Real shit. So, like I said, there are a lot of men out here that don't require being able to talk to their woman. I guess for some men, as long as his woman looks good for the rest of the world, as long as all of his boys look at his chick as a bad bitch or whatever, I guess maybe that's good enough for some men out here. I can't relate. I can't relate. Honestly, if I can't, maybe it's the nerd in me, but if we can't talk about nothing in that National Geographic book, the magazines, we got a problem. Because I talk about shit that's going on in National Geographic. I'm probably going to talk about that more than I'm talking about, you know, the three people who got shot on the local news. More than likely, I'm not even going to know that much about that. But I'm going to know how lions and hyenas don't get along in the wild and how come. And I'm going to know that in order for a lion to keep his pride in the jungle, that he got to come through and make them babies, no matter how many female lions there are in the pride. He want to be lazy, he going to lose that pride. First of all, she going to whoop him like, yo, you signed up for that. You killed the last king. You killed him. You killed the last king and all my babies. Well, you going to make me some new ones now and free the lion. That's free the lion of, you know, Alfreda the lion. Yeah, my girl. Yeah, you got, you know, after you done with me, make sure you go and get on the back of her. With your king mainly ass. Yeah, a lot of people don't understand why we have mosquitoes in this world. Well, niggas like me will have my girl look that up. Like, yo, yeah, when we walking down the street, you know, near the water, why are there gnats? Why do we run into a horde of gnats? Let's look that up. We got to be able to do that. I'm funny that way. So the stuff that people say that they never really think about, I do. And guess what? She do too. And if she didn't before she met me, she going to do it now. I'm just talking about thinking about it because I make niggas think. So anyway, yeah, I got to have that conversation because I'm too curious not to be talking. Now, I don't require talking too much, you know what I mean? Because I appreciate the dead silence sometimes too. It means I'm thinking. But no conversation? Not knowing what's going on in your life and your world? Now I ain't with all that. If I'm not interested with what's going on with you and about you, I don't need to be with you. And we ain't having sex. I mean, shit. I've never solicited prostitution. So that should kind of let you know, like, it wasn't just because I didn't want to get burned, but definitely that too. You know, definitely that too. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on. PK Wright says, nope, ain't no sleep, Leo. What are you talking about? I said, Kim, it must be a Leo thing. Are you trying to say that no, it ain't a Leo thing? I don't know. Manifest Reality says, no, sometimes folks must stop and listen. Be calm. I agree. Kim says, right? Can we talk about what is going on in the rainforest and how to watch the animals to know what the weather is going to do and how the planet is a living thing too? Yeah, that type of shit. How do you not think about this shit? How? I'm like, y'all niggas be watching too many Facebook reels. That's what they care about. Like, ain't no Facebook reel about how come, like, what's the contribution to mosquitoes in this world? And just to satisfy y'all curiosity, just to satisfy y'all curiosity, okay. How do mosquitoes benefit us? Mosquitoes are a part of us. Wait. What purpose do mosquitoes serve? All right, here we go. Okay, it's often said that mosquitoes serve no purpose other than to annoy humans. This is easy to believe as you are swatting away these bothersome insects while trying to enjoy the outdoors, but it is, of course, not true. There are over 3,500 mosquito species, and not all of them bite humans either. Did you know that? Not all mosquitoes bite. Can you imagine? Because they don't live in places that people frequent or because they prefer to feed on other animals. Only some species are considered pests. But what purpose do mosquitoes actually serve? Mosquitoes are pollinators. Believe it or not, mosquitoes are pollinators. In fact, mosquitoes' primary food source is flower nectar, not blood, just like bees or butterflies. Mosquitoes transfer pollen from flower to flower as they feed on nectar, fertilizing plants and allowing them to form seeds and reproduce. It's only when a female mosquito lays eggs does she seek a blood meal for the protein. Males feed on flower nectar. I mean, males feed only on flower nectar and never bite. So when you get bit by a mosquito, you're only swatting or killing or spraying the female. Beyond pollination, mosquitoes are part of the food web, serving as important prey in both winged adult and aquatic larval form for a lot of other wildlife, from dragonflies. Let me read that right. Beyond pollination, mosquitoes are part of the food web, serving as important prey in both winged and adult and aquatic larval form for a lot of other wildlife, from dragonflies to turtles to bats and birds, including hummingbirds, which rely on small flying insects and spiders as a primary food source. So this is what I'm going to do. This is the kind of shit I'm talking about. This is the kind of shit that me and my woman got to be able to talk about. So I'm going to put that link in the chat. Because you ain't going to tell me that what I just read to y'all about mosquitoes, that y'all all looked that up before. You're not going to tell me that. And you ain't going to tell me that you never wonder, like, why the fuck do we have to have mosquitoes out here? They don't do nothing but bite and suck on blood. What are they doing? Well, now you know. Just like the bees do more than just sting, so do mosquitoes. So they pollinate flowers and stuff like that. So they allow us to have oxygen out here. You know, the mosquitoes just don't make honey like bees do, so they don't get the same type of respect. And you know, like, if you've ever had a mosquito stuck in your room in the dark, and you hear that motherfucker buzzing by your ear and all of that. It's buzzing by your ear. It's buzzing by your woman or your man's ear. And you like pissed off. And you know you're going to have that mosquito bite, which leads to that mosquito bump. Well, now you know. Now you and your partner have something to talk about tonight. So you can say, yo, I was listening to the Daily Go Get a Business show, and now I understand how mosquitoes benefit this world in some type of way. Now I understand that they have a purpose in this world. I might even look at mosquitoes a little bit differently now. But you ain't got to. But at least you understand. A man and a woman should be able to do what I just did. You know what I mean? They should be able to bounce ideas off of each other. But, I mean, of course, that's an opinion. And evidently there is something else out here that people are looking for that we are not talking about or we haven't discovered ourselves. And it's a compensatory to not being able to talk to their partner the way that evidently some of us would like to be able to talk to ours or require to be able to deal with ours. Shirley, Cheryl, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. That's what I'm talking about. That. All right. Wow. Y'all talking today. All right. TK Wright says, there's beauty in silence. Kim says, but we can also talk about that one episode of Fantasy Island back in the day and why your hands are so... Yeah. And she said, and laugh at that too. That's what's up. Manifest Reality says, everything we need is right here in the earth. Medina McGuy, my first love, my big sis, what's going on? What's going on? OT Carry Wright says Leo the Lion and servicing the pride. Yeah, he got a job to do. Get your mane having ass up. You know what I mean? You ain't have to go hunting today, but you gonna But you gonna be serving today. All right. Manifest Reality says I have been using it by Allah. Navy beans, protein drinks, veggies, and others. That's what's up. Stacey White says, send the mosquitoes over there to the enemies. Stacey says, you could be with somebody for years and they break promises. Yep. So you should be able to talk to them about the promises that they broke. Kim says, kind of the same way I always wonder, what is the purpose of dragonflies? They get on my nerves. You know, I don't see dragonflies a whole lot. Stacey White says, I'm a bookworm. That's what's up. People who read a lot tend to think differently, and they tend to be a little bit smarter. Reading really is fundamental. Kim says, at this age in life, If all we have is sex and no conversation after, I may as well waste time doing something else that doesn't require the effort. Shirley Cheryl says, no hunting during Gemini season. We got you to Cancer season. I hear that. That's what's up. But yeah. Now, you know, the title of the show was Love Over Conversation, when you can't have both. So I don't know what it's like to not have both. in order for somebody like me to be with somebody, I have to have both. There is no love without conversation. Yeah, of course there can be conversation without love because I can talk to anybody. But not being able to have both and some people being satisfied with the other thing. So if you don't have conversation, I just need to know what are the other things that you will be satisfied with over a long term. You know what I mean? Because, you know, over a long term, that's different. That's a big difference. So, like I talked earlier about the money, you're like, you might be good with the cash. And being all right with somebody because they provide for you is cool. Except I don't think that that's where real love comes from. And maybe that real love, that true love, that deep love, maybe that's not something that that most people believe in anymore or require anymore or whatever. Evidently, the definition and feeling of love has taken a major hit over the years. Not everybody can see it from that perspective anymore. So many people have given up on what love is because I think that it has been misrepresented to a lot of people. So they have been made to think that it's one thing when it's another thing. But that's just my speculation. I wouldn't really know because we're not playing them kind of games. We're not playing them kind of games. Like, you're not going to tell me that I'm going to have to get to love you without talking to you. Not me. But for the next man, evidently, there's another deal that can be made. There's another contract that can be signed. They have different details, requirements, obligations. But what could it be? What could it be? All right, we got money. What else? What else? I mean, come on, y'all. Put on y'all thinking caps like your teacher used to say. Put on your thinking caps. My dumb ass in first and second grade thought there was actually a such thing as a thinking cap. Well, look at here. It's my thinking cap. It's my Eagles. Breast cancer awareness thinking cap. All right. So money, sex. Now, I don't know how you can keep having sex with somebody that you don't care about. I mean, maybe you can keep having sex with somebody that you are not in love with, but don't care about. Shit, I can barely keep working at work with people that I don't care about. Barely. That shit hot. Ah. Woo. I can barely work with people, get money with people that I don't really care about. You know why? Because if I don't really care about you, then I don't really want to be around you. But that's me. Evidently, it's different from other people. But let me ask y'all, how well do you deal with people that you don't really even care about? Like, if you don't have any type of feelings for anybody, and I don't mean romantic feelings, but if you don't really give a shit about a person, is it possible for you to work with them, get money with them, partner with them? You know, can you have a situation where it's strictly business? Like, I don't really care for this person. I don't even really like them. But they are good for business, so we going to get this money for years and years and years. Can it work that way? Can it? All right. And to put that to the test, let me ask you this question. If you say that, yeah, I can get money with somebody that I don't really like that much or really care about. Yeah, I can get money with them. Shoot, we can get money for years as long as the money is coming through, as long as nothing else gets involved, as long as you don't try to make me care about you or try to get in my business. Yeah, we can do business with each other for years. Okay, all right. Because I can understand how you could actually see it that way until certain tests might make you have to think about what you have with somebody. For example, let's say that you were partnered up getting money with somebody that you say that you don't even really care for or care about. Would you be okay if they were doing some things inappropriately that you didn't agree with? Like, let's say, all right, I'm 53 years old. Let's say I was getting money, not necessarily on the streets. I ain't no street dude, you know, but let's say I was, I had some type of business dealings with a man my age or older than me. Let's say, I don't know, let's go for it. Let's say 60 years old. Would I be able to keep getting money with this dude if I knew that he had pedophile tendencies? Like, if I knew that he drove by high schools and is fly whip trying to attract young girls, even if he said, well, I don't deal with nobody under 18. Would I be able to still keep getting money with this dude? Not I, sir. Not I, sir. Nah. Now, the fact that he said he don't deal with nobody under 18, which means that he's not breaking the law, so to speak. But he's definitely breaking the moral code. And so even though I don't care for him or care about him, maybe I do. And maybe I care about what he's doing to the point where I don't want to be getting money with nobody like that. I don't want to be associated with anybody like that. By the way, I would feel the same way if he was dealing with somebody that was in their 20s. Like, yo, you 60 years old and you dealing with somebody in their 20s? I'm good, dog. I'm good. So can I really say that I don't care? I care about something. It's not strictly business. Okay. What about another situation? Okay, let's say that he wasn't into no grimy shit, no nasty shit, no immoral shit. But let's say I just don't like somebody. Like, we getting money together, we got business ties together and everything, but, you know, socially, you're not my cup of tea. I don't really fuck with you. I don't even really have too many good things to say about you. You know, maybe I think that you're rude. Maybe I think that you're loud and obnoxious. And maybe I think that you're just too over the top. Or maybe I think that you're too aloof. Or maybe there's something about your energy that just really turns me off. But you are very good at what you do. And we're able to partner up and get money through our other colleagues and directly with each other. What if you have a tragedy in your life? Now, remember, I don't care for this person. I don't care about this person. But let's say your mother dies or one of your children got hurt or precedes you in death or something like that. Would I feel absolutely nothing for you? No empathy, no nothing? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. If I don't feel sorry for you when terrible things happen to you, or sad things happen to you, I don't have no business being nowhere near you. I don't have no business getting money from you. And trust and believe, I'm going to try to work towards making sure that we break ties with each other, because I don't need to be around nobody that I don't care about like that. That means if I saw something terrible happening to you, I wouldn't even want to defend you. And that ain't what's up. I don't need to be getting money with nobody like that. That's, to me, that's like blood money. To me. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. All right. Stacey White says, when I was in the hood, I used to hate those flying ants. Yeah, I hear that. Kim's Wim says, love and conversation, one in the same. I can dig it. TK Wright says, not having both is very lonely. I hear that. Kim's Wim says, I have to love you to have conversation, and I have to have conversation to love you. I can relate. Kim's Wim also says, oh, my Bob, Stacey White. I remember those horrible things from childhood. Flying ants were bad, as big-ass flies. Flying insects are the worst. It must be a Midwest thing. Stacey White says, he has to be spiritual and he has to be a leader. And I had to have a lot of respect for him. I can dig that. TK Wright says, having time to myself, kept to myself while having both parents in the house, subdued my real feelings about no conversation. Oh, having time to myself, kept to myself while having both parents in the house, subdued my real feelings about no conversation. Interesting. I think that's something that we can chew on right there. That's a good piece of bread. All right. We're getting some information. And she says, yes, it's easy for me to cut emotions off professionally because there's a job to be done. Okay. And Kim says, I don't give a damn about someone, we don't have nothing. I can't do business with people I don't rock with. That's a stranger or employer. And TK Wright says, no, the pedo gets no love. That's what I'm saying. That's why I kind of went to the extreme. Because it might, on the surface, you might be like, yeah, I don't care what he's doing in his life. I don't really like the cat. You know, he's corny. You know, he kind of whack or whatever. But, you know, shit, we getting this money, baby. We getting this money. But then something like that happens. You're like, wait, hold on. Yeah, I know I went from five figures to six figures fucking with this cat. But you mean to tell me that my 17-year-old daughter that's about to turn 18 lives in the vicinity of where he be carousing and trying to do pickups? So when she turned 18 in January, that's what we doing? Oh, no. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. He started asking me for money. Buttery up. Love me and call me your honey. All right. TK Rack says, no dollars. Kim Swim says, the saying all money ain't good money is more than a cliche. I agree. Stacey White says, you can't make a man care or love you if you don't. No. I think that you can make somebody care about you and love you. I do it all the time. I've had women who didn't love me at first. I made them love me. You know what I mean? I gave them homework assignments and everything. They came, they submitted them shit, and next thing you know, they loved me to death. You just got to know how to make them. Got to know how to do it. But on some serious shit, yeah. There are many ways to test how much you do or don't care about somebody. So, okay. So we've established that there are other things out here that people can use to compensate for not having conversation in their lives. But it seems like when you spin the block, you still come back to, yeah, I kind of need that conversation. That conversation will allow you to get to know somebody. It will allow you to get to love somebody. It will allow you to get to know if you like somebody. It will allow you to know if you can trust somebody. And it will allow you to know if you are in safe company with somebody. So you know if you are able to be comfortable with somebody. There is no getting comfortable with somebody that you are not safe with. You can't be comfortable if you are not in a safe environment. And you can't feel like you're comfortable or in a safe environment with somebody that you know that you cannot talk to, or that if you talk to them about private things, they're going to make it public. That, how can you ever be comfortable with somebody who does that? And some people will try to play it off like, yeah, you just don't tell them. You just tell them all the wrong information, or you don't tell them. Like, come on, man. Everybody trying to do all that shit. For anybody who tries to say that for most men, conversation isn't important. There are men out here who solicit prostitution, not even for sex. They just, you know, they will pay a hooker to just listen to them for a couple of hours. Listen, I got some shit that I need to get off my chest. And so I'm back. You know, they might solicit the same woman because although she's sexy and all of that kind of stuff, and he has the option to be able to have sex with her, that's not really what he wants to do. At home, at his crib, he can't talk to his wife. He can't talk to his woman. And that's a lot of men out there. They got shit that they want to say to their woman, you know, things, feelings that they have and all that kind of, Look at these down low niggas. These down low niggas. Whether or not I agree with the lifestyle or not, and y'all know I disagree with the lifestyle, but I'll tell you this. I would think it was a lonely, dark place to be with a woman that you're supposed to be attracted to. You even went as far as moving with this woman or marrying this woman, but you have sexual desires for a man, and she don't know. You know why she don't know? Because you can't talk to her. Let's say by chance you are bisexual, because I don't normally accept that term for men, but okay. So you are bisexual. Well, why aren't you with a woman who knows that you are bisexual? Why do you have to keep that from her? Why is she totally surprised that you've been chocolate chunk chasing behind niggas? Or like that you need to take it in the ass? Why don't she know that? I think she should know it. But evidently, you can't talk to your woman. It's not that she's not a good woman, but you evidently don't trust her enough with what's going on inside of you. And what's going on inside of you is uncontrollable to the point where you've been out fulfilling your desires to be with the same sex while hiding in the house with your woman as if you are happy being with just the opposite sex. Sounds like a lonely place to me. Sounds like a lonely place. So you weren't concealing that you were gay because your woman is a nag or she's no good. You were concealing that because you didn't think that she would accept you or understand the things that you need. Now, sure, she might have said, well, listen, regardless of whether you're bisexual or not, you're going to have to make a decision about me, because I'm not going to be, if you wanted to be out there and be with another woman, I'm not going to stand for that. So I'll be damned if I'm going to stand for you being with another man. The problem is she's going to have a problem with the fact that she found out that you are with other men, probably from another man or another woman. She's going to probably find out about it from an external source who saw you out there doing what you do. Stacey White says, I'm speaking on a man's point of view. If you don't love you or care about you, he don't. That's how you can easily get your heart broken, not having discernment. You speaking from a man's point of view with that? Interesting. I don't know. So, yeah. If you anything like me, sometimes you swallow your spit the wrong way. Damn near choke on your own saliva. What are we doing? Stacey White says, I've been through it, so I know. Okay. Well, you know, I think that being able to talk to the person that you love, or that you love, that you're involved with, is ultra important. But evidently there's something else out here for other people who don't share in that theory or that concept. Vita B, what's going on? It's the V, the I, the D, the A, the V, the I, the D, the A is Vita. Word up is Vita. All right. We about to get out of here in a minute. We're about to get on about it here, man. But I wanted to tag y'all with this. You know what I mean? I wanted to tag y'all with this tonight. Because I was thinking, like, you know, when I saw that meme yesterday, I was like, so it says something like, matter of fact, hold on, son. I'm gonna try to find it. I'm trying to find it. Because I might confine it. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, I found it. It said, just because you have sex with someone over a long period of time doesn't mean that you're close to them. Some people will let you touch every part of their body, but won't let you anywhere near their heart and soul. I'll read it again. Just because you have sex with someone over a long period of time, doesn't mean that you're close to them. Some people will let you touch every part of their body, but won't let you anywhere near their heart and soul. Even an animal who you cannot talk to will not let you pet them, groom them, raise them without them letting you know who they are, what they are, how they like things or whatever. It's not going to happen. So you mean to tell me that can happen with a human being? Well, here was my response. And interestingly, mine was the only response. And I said, not with me. If we fucking, we feeling. Not necessarily in love, but definitely not just fucking over a long term. Like, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to keep having sex with you and I don't feel nothing for you, or I'm not going to let you in my world or whatever. Like, what do you mean over a long period of time? What's that? Is it like a mosquitoes or a flies long period of time? Because, you know, they only live like 24 to 48 hours. So a long time for them might be a couple of hours. But in a human's life, when I hear a human being talk about over a long period of time, I think years. And I'm not going to have sex with somebody over years and them not know anything about my world or me not know anything about theirs. What? No heart and soul. No dick. Yo, we gotta get ready to get on about it. V says, this is true, Omar. Which part is true? What part of that is true? Vita says, some people can be heartless, soulless, therefore do not want soul ties, but it has to be mutual. Over a long period of time? Shoot, you can get a one-off, but over a long period of time. Y'all been having sex over a long period of time, and y'all have nothing? Y'all have nothing. They don't even really know my real name. She called me Scooter. My name's Scooter to her, and she never even cared about my government name. Really? I wouldn't even mess with a woman who what? What? If I can come and go without no questions, that ain't nowhere I need to be, because that's weird. Because that means anybody can just come and go. If I can, that's what I would be thinking. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Joy Palmer, happy birthday to you. And also my girl, Deneen Williams, happy birthday to you. And Jamila Casey, turning 52 years old today. And Shirley turning 43 years old today. And Shari Jones, happy birthday to you. And Ilbania Mariel Santana, happy birthday to you. And Barry David, happy birthday to you, turning 68 years old today. And Ann Love, turning 42 years old today. And Nazai Aziel, happy birthday to you. And my girl, Razia Al-Nafis, go get her, happy birthday to you. And Remy Ma, not Remy Martin, but, you know, this, okay. Turning 34 years old today. And Laurie E. Smalls, turning 59 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, Ashley Warner, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there sharing this birthday on this glorious June 12th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Not being able to talk to your person, that person that's for you, that love of your life, that one that you call your spouse, husband, or wife, the one that's your world, the one that's your girl, the one that's your man, the one you take a stand for, but you can't have a conversation with. I don't understand it, but I guess it's like that for some people now, when I would probably in my life not know how. But you got to do what you got to do when the way you feel is evidently real to you, when whoever you partner with or through, I approve that you go ahead and do you. Maybe that thing is not my cup of tea, like was not for you, was probably not for me, but if we can come together and get it popping, ain't no stopping us now. And it's really going down. I want to thank y'all for coming through. I really do. I want y'all to know that I appreciate y'all coming through on this Power Monday. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, we will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get-Em-ism show. So y'all be safe tonight. Be careful tonight. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And for my...